everybody.
Good morning.
This is Parshas Vaschanan, and a couple of interesting things. There's a couple of interesting things in the Parsha, main points in the Parsha. So the first piece is from Rav Schwab. This is Shema Yisrael is in the Parsha. Shema is in the Parsha. So this is a comment of Rav Schwab on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, pasuk that everybody's familiar with. And he says, L'va'er teva Shema. I want to explain the word Shema. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Who are we talking to here? Who are we talking to? So we're really, the mitzvah of saying Shema is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim. You're accepting the Rabbanu Shalom and his world for you. But Shema Yisrael, really, to make a long story short, according to the Rambam, you're talking to the Gedol Yisrael of every generation. You're talking to the Bali Mesorah. Shema Yisrael, Yisrael represents our Rebbeim, our teachers. Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Shekir. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're passing on that Mesorah. So, Leva'er Teva Shema. Let's explain the word Shema. Nakdim, listen. What do you mean listen? Nakdim Masha'anu Mispalim B'chol Yom. Avinu Av HaRachman. We say every day in davening, Avinu Av HaRachman, our Father, the Father of Mercy. Lehavim Lahaskil, to give us the ability, we say in the bracha, before Shema Yisrael, give us the ability to understand, Lahaskil, Lishmoa, to listen, Lilmor Lolame, to learn and to teach Torah. So he says, Shkasha, I have a question, he says. Maze Inyan HaShmir. Shmir should come first. Im Kepshuto, if Shmir means listen, Lama ichar et hamukdam. Why do you put it after lahavim lahaskil? Shaharim mikomo kodem bakashat lahavim lahaskil. Before you ask for the wisdom, we ask the Rabbanu Shalom to listen to us. We should say lishmo, or ask God to give us the ability to listen to His Torah, to understand His Torah. So first it should be lishmo. You know, listen up, and then you start teaching. So the teacher says, okay, everybody listen, right? Tachiv, tachivo. So listen, you know, so Shema. So how come Shema is afterwards, after Lahavin Lahaskin? So Schwab's question. So he says like this. He says, "Venira al pi akosuv." I want to explain this based on another pasuk. Vayihi b'shachen Yisrael be'eretz ha'i vayelech Reuven v'yishkav es bilha pilegesh aviv v'yishma Yisrael. The famous story in Bereishis, where Reuven was upset that his father, that Yaakov Avinu, seem to have been giving more attention to Rachel Imenu rather than Leah Imenu, and so he moved his couch, his father's couch. He was even going to go to the Pilegish of Rachel instead of his mother. So he moved the couch to his mother's room because he kibude, but he had no right to do that. You don't interfere with your parents' business. That's not your business. Shakavana sheshama v'nikba v'kirbo. He heard. Reuven heard. So he heard. It doesn't mean he just heard. He internalized. Shmia was, you know, like we say, I hear. Someone tells you over something. I hear. I hear. You don't just mean I hear, listening. I hear means I internalize it. I understand it. So that's what he wants to say. That shmia here is internalization, the depths of hearing. I understand it, right? So shakavana sheshama v'nikba v'kirbo. He internalized it. But often shalom tishkach lo'olam, that he would not forget it. Yaakov would not forget this. You know, Yaakov was very upset about this when he heard about it. Ukidematzinu, we see shekona Moshe after before he died when he was giving out brachas, holchiach es Reuven. He gave Reuven Moshe al zeh because of this ma'isa with what Reuven did. Ki al lisa mishkavei avicha, you played around with the room arrangements of your father. V'zot hi shmiya amiti. That's really hearing. Shmiya she'enu arayit. It wasn't, you know, he remembered it all until the time he was dying. She'i afshar she'tishtakech mi'alev. Something, hearing something that you'll never forget from your heart. V'al zeh anu omrim. And that's what we say to Rabbanu Shalom. V'sein b'libeinu l'havim laskim lishmo. That's what we're asking for. We're asking Rabbanu Shalom, give us a heart of understanding and lishmoa. So lishmoa is not first, because we're not talking about simply listening to music. We're talking about internalizing it. So shmiya is dafka mentioned, necessarily mentioned last, but often kavua. So it's lasting. Sheikh yikansu divrei Torah betoch mibenu veroshem bal gimche. So it should come into the roshem. The understanding should enter us and never leave. Vezeh Shema Yisrael. So that's what we say when we say Shema Yisrael. Shmiya kavua bilti nishkacha. An internalized hearing that will never be forgotten. We want a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say to Klal Yisrael, we say to the world when we say Shema, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The whole world should know, should internalize this. You know, my son sent me, my youngest son sent me a picture from the Siyum HaShas in New York last night. So, see, 90,000 people. 90,000 people saying Shema Yisrael together. You know, somebody told me his parents flew from South Africa to New York for the Siyum. They just had to be present to say Shema Kedavim Marav with, he doesn't learn Daf Yomi. Just to be there with 100,000 people saying Shema Yisrael together, experience. And you won't forget it. That's the Shmiya that he's talking about. Okay, go to number two, which really should be number one, because it's this is a comment of the Kli Yakar on the opening pasuk of the Parsha. It says that Moshe daven to Hashem, but eschanan is a word of tefillah. It's one of the 10 verbs of davening, of prayer. And eschanan, Moshe daven to Hashem, and he asked him, right, to let him go into Eretz Yisrael, the famous tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wasn't answered. Hashem didn't let him go into Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, "Afal pi sheyesh lehem tzaddikim liplok b'maaseihem atovim," even though, you know, he has a right as a tzaddik, he could say, listen, you owe me, Ribono Shel Olam, you owe me. I've done such good things, right? Ein hakavana. So first of all, he says, he didn't do it. Moshe was a tzaddik, he didn't rely on his ma'aseh tov, right? So now, what's he talking about? Does Rashi mean that Moshe was going to say to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's payback time? I've done all these things. I've taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, so I want you to let me into Eretz Yisrael. Is he talking about his Ma'isim Tovim in the past? That's the way everybody learns the Pasuk, right? But listen to how the Kli Yakar learns the Pasuk. He learns it differently. Ein hakavana ba'osan ha'Ma'isim Tovim shekvar asu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't referring to his past good deeds, the things that he did as Moshe Rabbeinu. Dezeh pashut lehem. Because a tzaddik knows that Moshe owes me nothing. Moshe owes me nothing. I owe everything to the Ribono Shel Olam. There's no such thing as payback with the Ribono Shel Olam. I had the opportunity to do something for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as payback for what I did. Ela hakavana. What it means is the maaseim hatovim shatidim lasot. Moshe Rabbeinu was perhaps talking about the maaseim tovim that he will do in the future. That's what he could have asked for. Right? Kemoshe Dorish Rav Simloi. As Rav Simloi explains, V'chila echol mi pirya hayatzor of Moshe. Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to eat, you know, the drink Carmel wine. He wanted to have the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu was interested in Gashmias. El Amar harbe mitzvos tluyot ba'aretz. There are so many mitzvos that are tluyot ba'aretz. There are so many mitzvos that you can only perform in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Truma, some Meisr, some Shemitah, and Yishu Eretz Yisrael. Come into Eretz Yisrael. And Karnes Ani La'aretz, let me come into Eretz Yisrael. Kadeshi, Kaimu, Kulan Al-Yadi, so that I can at least perform the mitzvahs Hatluyas Ba'aretz. V'im Kein, and that's what the rabbis are saying. Hayelo Lidlo, that he could have. Hayelo Lidlo Bakashato Ba'otan Ma'asim Tovim. He could have, by right, made his request, let me go in, based on the future, that I want to perform those mitzvahs. Sha'atid hu la'asot al-yidid v'kashazu, that I would possibly be allowed, granted to do because of my request, right? V'zeh davar amiti, sheshurat hadin notein, and this is a rightful request. Shimale Hashem mishalos libo, that the Baruch Hu should answer his request. He wants to do more mitzvahs, let me come in, right? Ya'ein, ki einu chafetz. It's true that he didn't want ki'im, he only wanted what Hashem wanted. But because of the extraordinary level of modesty, anivus, humility that Moshe Rabbeinu had, he was anav mikol adam, the most modest person in the world. He refused. He refused to ask God to let him come into Eretz Yisrael based on those ma'asim tovim that he would have done. He asked a matnat china. He just asked the Ribono Shel Olam, please let me come in. He made no conditions. He wasn't a lawyer for himself, demanding. So A, he, it's not like people think he was going to demand, he could have demanded based on his past performance. Moshe Rabbeinu would never do that. What it means that he could have demanded based on performance, he's talking about future performance. Let me come in order to do those mitzvahs. But even that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to do. Ki ulai kanes velo yaseh mitzvahs, because Moshe felt, you know what, maybe I'll come to Eretz Yisrael and I won't perform those mitzvahs. Imagine. That nevus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe's going to come in and he's not going to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. V'rak ha'hano ha'gufanit yikabel. And maybe I'll only get the physical pleasure of living in Eretz Yisrael. Al-kein b'kesh b'loshin chanina. Therefore, he decided he only asked a non-committal, non-threatening request of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Matnas chinam ba'alma. He just asked for a free pass to get into Eretz Yisrael. That was that's the kliyoker. Kliyoker was a Talmud of the Maral, the Prague. We have, Baruch Hashem, we have the Kliyoker, but most of his ksavim we do not have. They were burnt in a fire. But the Kliyoker now is even legible. The old Mikroot Gedolot, if you have a Mikros Gedolos, in the old ones you couldn't even read the. But now that they reprinted the Mikroot Gedolos, you can read the Kliyoker, and so many people who never learned it are learning it now. It's great stuff. Okay, number three is Rav Schwab again. We have a pasuk in the parsha from the Seder. Ki yishalcha bincha machar, when your son asks you tomorrow, le'mor maha edut v'achukim v'mishpatim asher tziv elokeinu eskach. What are all these laws and rules that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you? V'zuhi shelas hachacham. This is the question of the chacham, of the four sons, of the chacham in the Haggadah, the wise son, the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Umashe mitareitz, and what's the answer in the Haggadah? Va'afata emorlo, and you also, afata, also, that's a word that's going to play into what he's going to say now. Afata emorlo, say to him also, kehilchas ha-Pesach, you tell him the laws of Pesach, remember this is the Chacham now, you can go into detail. Tell him the halachas of Pesach, ein maftir nachar ha-Pesach avikomen, and you tell him that after the avikomen, you don't eat anything. Once you eat the matzah, the tam of the matzah has to remain by us, but after the Korban Pesach, you know, that's it, you don't eat anything. Kasav Amaral, the Maral explains, She'af. Af means, also, that there's a lot of things that the Baal HaGadah doesn't tell us that you have already told the Chacham, right? Shemikodem, he says, Perusha Shemikodem, V'amarta Levincha, Avadim Hayinu Lefaro Mitzrayim. He told him all of this. That, you know, you tell him that we were slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim in Egypt. V'yitein Hashem Osa Sumosin Yidolim, and God did great miracles at Kodesh Baruch Hu to take us out. V'hotzio Tano Misham, V'itzavenu Hashem La'aso, says Kol HaChukim Ha'ela, and he commanded us to do all of these mitzvahs. V'acharkav, and then afterwards, Af. Tosiflo kehilchos ha-pesach. Tell them the halachas. Amnam akati tzarach bir. But we still have to understand, Rav Schwab asks, lamet zrichim lahosif al ma shekasa b'parsha. That we have the pasuk in the parsha. What do you have to add? Why does the Baal HaGadah have to add to the answer that we give the chacham? What's this that you don't eat after the matzah, right? So v'yesh lomos. So I want to suggest, he says, shebevadai avadim hayinu. It's clear that Avadim Hayinu, V'kol HaParsha, the whole Parsha, he had tiruts, this is the answer, V'tam must speak, and it's enough, good enough answer, L'klalius Ha'inyan, in general, La'asot Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, as a general memorial for the Exodus from Egypt, Al Yidei Mitzvah Halayla, for the mitzvahs of the night. That should get us through Avadim Hayinu. Aval Adayim Rotsa HaBen HaChacham, but the Ben HaChacham, the smart child, he's not satisfied with that. He wants more information, right? He's a chacham, right? He wants a ben chacham l'das es atami lama tziva Hashem laso sikaron yitzias zikaron yitzias mitzrayim dafke b'tzura. So he wants to know why. He wants to know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, wanted to memorialize yitzias mitzrayim in this way with the Seder. Well, says sure, and that's why he's asking ma ha'egus. What's going on here? Why? I want to know. Tell me the background. Asher tziva Hashem elokeinu eskem. That Hashem commanded you. Give me. You were there by Kabbal Satorah. You heard. Tell me more of what you heard. Right? Hashem elokeinu. V'gam ani michlal b'mekabli o malchus yisborach alai. I am also part of the people who is accepting the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch on me. Aval ritzoni lahavin et asher tziva eskem. I want to know. You know, between the lines. Shebevada gilu lechem kol tamei mitzvos. Hashem surely told you the reason for the mitzvah. V'al zeh, and on that, we answer him, af ata emorlo. You also tell him, Ki hilchas ha-pesach, ein maftir lachar ha-pesach afikoma. You tell him this halach, why is this the reason? What's the reason here? He says, Apirush, let's explain. Sha'amnam yesh tamim harbe l'chol pratei mitzvot. You know, we all know there are many reasons, quote unquote, tamei ha-mitzvot, reasons for mitzvot. Ah, but he says, ultimately, this is something we've talked about in the past, hatam ha-ikari, the main reason to do a mitzvah, hu sha'anu mekayim rozan Hashem, is because we're fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, we discussed a few months ago, for those of you that might have been here, what is the definition of the word mitzvah? What does a mitzvah mean? How do you define the word a mitzvah, right? What's mitzvah? Mitzvah is, according to the Maral, Ratzon Hashem. It's the will of Hashem. That's what a mitzvah is. It's what God wants you to do. Like a parent wants a child to do something, and the child doesn't want to do it. And you keep giving reasons. I baked this cake for Shabbos, right? And I wanted, let me have a piece. No, you can't, it's for Shabbos. No, it's not right, there are other kids. You keep it. Finally, the mother is exasperated. She says, because I said so, right? Because that's why. No is no, right? So that's the ultimate reason for a mitzvah, is because the Rabban Shem says so, right? It reminds me of a story that happened to my wife's father, that many years ago when he was a child in Europe, so he remembers, he wrote in his memoirs that he had a friend, and they were in the house, and the mother baked a cake for Shabbos. It was a special kind of cake that she baked for Shabbos, and the kid wanted to have a piece of cake. She said, no, it's for Shabbos. He kept pleading, it's for Shabbos, and you can't have it, you wait for Shabbos. So what does the kid do? Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech olam, borei min emezonos. Makes a bracha. So she said, Gevalt, it'll be a bracha about Tala. So she had to give him a piece of cake because he made a bracha, right? Anyway, the ultimate reason to do a mitzvah is because it's a mitzvah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says so. V'zehu merumaz b'halacha. And this is hinted in this halacha. By the way, kids, don't try that trick. Okay? So, v'zehu merumaz b'halacha she'ein maftir nachar ha-pesach shum davar. And this is hinted in this halacha that you don't eat anything after the afikoman. Why? Kedeshi yesha'er tam matzah, because the taste, or tam has two meanings. Tam means taste, tam means reason. That the taste of the matzah should remain in your mouth. So you don't eat anything after the matzah, after the afikoman at the end of the seder. B'piv. It's a gemara psachim, it's a halacha. You can have a little water, you can have a cup of tea, you know, but no cake afterwards. Ki hatam ha'amiti shel ha-mitzvah, the real taste of the mitzvah, hu kiyum ha-mitzvah ba'atzmo, the doing of the mitzvah itself. That's the ultimate taste. That's the ultimate taste test, right? The ultimate reason is the mitzvah itself. U'matok midvash v'nofat suvminitz, and that is sweet like honey. Shel kol ha-tami, all of the other time reasons. V'kfar he'venu b'parshas chukas, I already brought, he says, in Chukas, he's quoting something he said before. It's kedai to see this part. Divrei Mori v'Rabbi Moran Rabbi Yeruchim in Mir. This is Rabbi Yeruchim, who was the mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva in Europe. Shehim shil mashal l'mad davar dom. And he gave a mashal for what this is about. The real mitzvah, of the real reason for a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Dom l'ad dam can be compared to a person she'ochel l'chazek gufo. Person eats to strengthen his body. Hari hachomer hazanet haguf, he says, what strengthens your body? It's the nutrients in the food, right? Eino kashur klal betamo shel ha-maichel. It has nothing to do with the taste of the food, you know? V'gam b'li shum hargashes tam yichazek ha-maichel b'riyuso. Your health will be improved no matter what the taste. Now the truth is, most of the things that we like to eat are the most unhealthy foods, right? The things we like are the most unhealthy foods, right? So, but food is not what you're enjoying the taste of the food. It's the, ultimately, it's the, what the food does to our system, you know, physiologically, that's what makes us healthy and makes us strong, right? Sometimes the best foods are the ones we hate to eat, right? Like vegetables, right? Kids don't like vegetables. But vegetables are very good for us. They're very important, right? Fruit and vegetables, etc. V'gam b'li shum hargashes tam yichazek ha-mayudu. Rak she chesed asa kodesh boruch. It's a beautiful motion. But God does a chesed, right? What's the chesed? Shenosa tam tov b'peres. He gives a wonderful taste to fruit. He gives a wonderful taste to food, right? That's a chesed. Didn't have to taste like any, it could be bitter, right? Just eat your medicine, right? But it's bitter, right? So the Moshe says, no, it's not bitter. Eat your medicine means eat your food, and the food has a wonderful taste to it. And I'm giving you that gift of the taste of food. Kedesha te'arev ha'achila al habriyut. So that the taste of the food that you eat for health should be sweet. V'lo yimnu milechol, and you will, therefore you won't hold back from eating. Uvechenu ha'inyun shel tamei ha'mitzvot. Same thing with mitzvot. The reason for mitzvot. Litein matikut b'ha'asiya. They give a sweetness when we perform the mitzvah. Kedei lo'oreres ha'ava, in order to awaken love. V'hadveikus b'kima mitzvot, to our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ein lezeh shayachut im etzem kima mitzvah. But it really has nothing to do with doing the mitzvah itself. The taste, the tam, or the reason of the mitzvah, is kind of like the taste of the food. It gives us pleasure to hear that tam, and we do the mitzvah. But ultimately, we do the mitzvah because God wants us to do the mitzvah. You know, it's an interesting thing that the first bracha of benching, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the first bracha in benching was invented by who? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe wrote Hazanus HaKol. The Zecher, what was in memory of? The man. The first bracha in benching is for in honor of the man. That's the first bracha in benching. So there's a question here, a very simple question. If you read that bracha, where does it say anything about the man? It doesn't say anything about the man. And yet, it was created by Moshe Rabbeinu in honor of the man that God sustained us through our years in the desert with this manna from heaven, right? But we don't mention it in the bracha. So that's again to tell us this idea. It was the sustenance. It wasn't important what it was. It was that Hazan, it's hinted in that word, Hazan et Hakol. Kodesh Baruch Hu sustained the entire people, and he sustains us, right? And really, it's not about the food you eat. It's the nutrients, the hidden things in the food. It's not, so it doesn't have to be surface level. The man doesn't have to be mentioned surface level. Because in food, it's not the surface level that sustains us. And the man itself, miraculously, tasted like anything you wanted it to taste. The man tasted, you wanted to have ice cream, the man tasted like ice cream. You wanted chomp, it tasted like chomp. You could even have it at the same time, together, right? And you didn't have to worry about digestion. It wasn't digested in your system. You had a bench immediately after you ate the man. Whole Shaila and Halacha discussed about when you, if you can wait for benching after the month. You have to eat immediately because there's no digestion. There was no digesting in the month. Okay, let's do, I don't know if we're going to have time for four, let's do five. This is a very famous, beautiful, beautiful marshal from the Dubna Magid on the Parsha. I don't know if you know, anybody know this marshal about Baal Tosif and Baal Tikra? There's a mitzvah in the Torah which is mentioned twice in the next few weeks, first in this Parsha. Baal Tosif and Baal Tikra, that it's, there's a, one of the 613 mitzvahs is you're not allowed to take off a mitzvah from the Torah, and the other is you're not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. You can't take a lulav and an esrog, a rovis and a das and say, you know what, I love yellow roses, so I'm going to put yellow roses on my lulav also. Can't do that, right? Nor can you take a lulav and take away the arovas because you're allergic to arovas. Right? Nor can you add a fifth parsha to the tefillin and have five, or take away a parsha from the tefillin. You have to have four parshas in the tefillin. Right? You're not allowed to add to the Torah. You're not allowed to subtract from the Torah. Mitzvah in the Torah, the rice. So here's the famous, this is from the Dubna Magid. I mean, he always asks, says a beautiful moshel, the Dubna Magid, and this is one of his famous ones. Lo tosifu ha-davar, asher anochi mitzaveh etchem, don't add on to anything that I give you in the Torah. Ve'lo tigru mimenu, and do not diminish from the Torah, do not subtract from the Torah. Ulechura yesh la'avim, we have to understand, bishlom aligro mitzvot Hashem asur, that it's forbidden to take away from the mitzvahs of Hashem. I can understand that. Avo madua asur liot mina mahadrin, li mahadrin mina mahadrin. Why can't I add mitzvahs? Ulehosif. Al Masha Tziva Hashem, you know, why can't I add something? I'm showing my love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here's this good question, right? So listen to how Dubna Magid answers the question. V'hizbir ha-magid mi-dubna b'derech mashal. And the Magid mi-dubna explains with a story. Ish echad hayanoheg lishol keli mishcheinah. There was a certain guy, everybody has this neighbor. He's always, or she's always borrowing something. Right? You got the neighbor, the borrowing neighbor, always borrowing something from you, right? for years. Ukepam kapam, one from time to time, haya machzilo kilafayim, right? Mimasha shal mimen. She would return double of what she borrowed. For example, he says, tachat kaf, she would come erev Shabbos, I need a spoon. Can you lend me a spoon? Shashal, she borrowed mimenu, hichzilo shtei kapot. The next Friday, she would return two cups, two spoons. Tachas karachas, she borrowed one plate. Shtei karas, she'd return two karas. Never heard this story? Great, okay, you're going to love the story. She would return two plates, right? Kasher tama hamashila kas. So she mamash had a whole set of cutlery for the year, for Pesach, for milk, it's for flesh. She had a house full of cutlery from this woman. Unbelievable. Hayasho, one day she comes to her, the borrower, Meshivo Bitmimus, and says, you know, Kishe Hevesi Hakaf Ubesi, Horosa, one second. She goes, Kasher Tama Hamasha. So the Mashaka, so the lender was just amazed, finally said, Hayasho Meshiva, said, what's going on here? How come every time you would return a cup, you'd give me two? You'd return two, and I got all these sets of silverware, right? Kishe Hevesi Hakaf Ubesi, I'll tell you what happened. When I brought the cup, when I brought the spoon home, the spoon gave birth to another spoon, right? The same thing with the dishes. The dish gave birth to another dish. And this happened every week. The spoon gave birth to a spoon, the dish gave birth to a spoon. So I kept bringing them back to you. So she had countless sets of dishes. She had sets of right? Pamacha. So she took that explanation, didn't say anything. Okay, right? Pamachas, one day, boy lavasha, the borrower comes along and says to him, Harav Chag Mishpachat Bevesi. It's at Erev Yontov. My whole family has come for Yontov. So listen, Bimatusa Mimcha, please, Hashileni Minoras HaKesef Hagdar L'Shulcha. Lend me your beautiful gold leichnam, your Shabbos candelabra, your beautiful gold Shabbos candelabra, so I can have it grace my house, you know, the one that's worth, you know, $50,000, and I want to put it on my dining room table. All my family's coming for Yotah. Amashe netar miyad levakashazu v'chashavu livo. The guy says, listen, l'machar, tomorrow, yavili shtei menorah. Tomorrow, after Yotah, she's going to bring me two golden menorahs. This is great, right? So, avru mispar yom, Yotah came, Yotah went, right? The borrower doesn't come back with one menorah. Amar, right, he goes to the next door neighbor, knocks on the door. Lamalo exartedly at the menorah. Why didn't you return my gold menorah? Amalo Shah says, listen. When I took the menorah into my house, Achsa Hashavatz Umeita. The menorah died. The menorah died. So I buried the menorah. Kas Shechino, Vitzav, the neighbor got so angry, started screaming. Hanishma kadavar zeh, did you ever hear such a thing in your life? V'chi menorah meita, a menorah can die? Heishiv lo akshav v'nichusa. So the borrower answers, says, v'chi kaf kakara, mitabrot v'yoldot, can a spoon and a plate give birth? Right? V'im tamol shel shom. If the last year I've been returning you doubles of what I borrowed, Mimashi, you shall tell me, you believe me, you accepted it, Shadarkam Shokela, the lettuce, that spoons and knives and forks and plates and dishes and pots and pans can give birth. Al Korcha Ta'amin Achshav Sheminori Yechola Gamamu. You have to believe that a golden menorah can also die. The fantastic motion, right? Baha Nimshul, what's the Nimshul? What's the lesson? Loto Sifu. I'll not teach the kuyo termidai. Don't be, you know, it's just as bad to add as it is to subtract from the mitzvahs. I'll tiat sadik harbet. Don't be, you know, I'll tiat sadik harbet. Kadesha achre kein lo tigru. So in the end, you won't subtract. You know, you won't take away. He kol hamosif sofo liot goreya. Because we say kol hamosif goreya. Whoever adds is really taking away from the Torah. When you add, ultimately, you're really taking away from the Torah. You know, Prof. Shlomo Melech says, Al Tiyat Tzadik Harbe. What's the end of the pasuk? Al Tiyat Tzadik Harbe. You know, Al Tishu. Don't I forget the end of the pasuk. Al tietz, don't be such a big tzaddik. Anyway, I'll tell you next week.
In Yiddish they say, frim, tifrim is krim.
Sufrim is krim. That's very good. You say also, agalach is from, a yiddav zayner. We'll translate that next week also. Thank you, everybody. Okay.